Better Sex Blog, archive for November 2014. Treating Treatment Differently by Rachel Herkman, LCSW. With the cool weather, I find myself needing to moisturize my hands more often. Fortunately, there is a plethora of options on the market, and I'm grateful that there is effective treatment available for my dry hands. The other day I was thinking how it would sound if I told someone that despite being aware that my hands are dry and that it bothers me, I'd rather say no to moisturizing cream because, really, my hands should moisturize themselves, naturally, without any interventions. If you were the listener to that logic, you'd probably think that that doesn't really make a lot of sense and that ultimately I'm choosing to suffer instead of taking advantage of the helpful options that are out there. Having dry hands doesn't usually carry major stigma, but having sexual dysfunction does. It tends to exist with a whole drop-down menu of thoughts and feelings that make it difficult for people to wrap their heads around. I frequently hear patients express hesitation for treatment because they, and many people in society, believe that sexual functioning should work naturally, without any aid or interventions. It's unfortunate because that belief can be a significant stumbling block to getting help and keeps the untreated problem exactly as it is, an untreated problem. Certainly, the treatments for sexual dysfunction are more limited than the treatments for dry hands, but many women are surprised to hear about what is available for their sexual issues. We have seen tremendous changes not only in the sex lives of our patients, but in their holistic functioning as well.